You're listening to SBS News.
He was the communications advisor for former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, a successful writer and commentator. Alistair Campbell should have been on top of the moon. But despite the outward appearance of a successful life and career, he's battled mental health issues for years. Now he's a vocal campaigner for mental health awareness.
I had an episode of psychosis in my 20s and have had depression on and off ever since. So that's it in a kind of nutshell. And I think everybody's got those stories. I mean, everybody knows somebody, and that's why I think why I campaign so much on this now is because I just think we've got to normalise this.
He says countries worldwide are not paying enough attention to the issue.
Most countries don't actually have a mental health system at all. They have a mental crisis system. And that's when people come in contact with mental health services. And I think if a government looked at it through a completely different end of the telescope and said, let's stop thinking about... we need more money, we need more nurses, we need more doctors, we need more psychiatrists. You do need that. But start thinking, we might be able to bring down the need for all that if we actually started investing properly in young people's well-being.
Mr. Campbell is just one of many experts and sufferers in Melbourne this week for the National Suicide Prevention Conference.
Thank you very much.
Opening the discussion was former Prime Minister Julia Gillard, now head of the mental health organisation Beyond Blue, who called for more to be done.
In every part of our country, and for the sake of our society and economy, we need to continue to stress that maintaining good mental health and preventing suicide is a social, economic and political imperative.
The conference gathered some of Australia's sharpest minds to break down the issue. There are different theories as to why suicide numbers are on the rise in the country, but everyone agrees it is multifactorial. The CEO of Suicide Prevention Australia, Neves Murray, says men often struggle more with keeping their mental health in check.
Men are die by suicide at a much higher rate than women. Women attempt suicide at a much higher rate than men. What we also know is that men between the ages of 30 and 55 are the largest number of people dying by suicide.
The latest statistics also show links between suicide and issues including family breakdowns and economic hardships. The CEO of Parents Beyond Breakup, Pete Nichols, says while these issues remain taboo, more people will turn to self-medication or in some cases self-harm.
If someone is facing the loss of their home, their family, children, their financial problems, then giving them pills for depression is one way of keeping them around. It doesn't resolve their problem. Resolving the problem negates the need for the medical intervention and quickly gets them back on track again.
But amongst it all, there are stories of hope. Dr. Tim Sharp has survived 2 suicide attempts and has suffered depression for his whole life. He sees positive change in the area and says people are much more willing to talk than they used to be.
I thought I was all alone. So in addition to the hopelessness and the helplessness, I thought no one would understand me, no one else knows what it's like. And this sharing of lived experiences that we're seeing more and more of now can really break that. It can break that stigma, which is vitally important. So I think that's a fantastic initiative, a fantastic movement, which we need to continue.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has committed to aim for a national goal of 0 suicide deaths. Listeners seeking mental health support can contact Lifeline 24 hours a day online and on 131114. Other services include the suicide callback service on 1300 659 467. Beyond Blue and Kids Helpline for people aged 5 to 25 can be contacted on 1800 55 1800. Alan Lee, SBS News.